Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word radio program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk a little bit about, are positive messages enough? Can we only speak on the positive aspects of the Lord and leave everything else out? And that's what's happening to a lot of churches today. We see hundreds upon hundreds of preachers preaching a positive message with no repentance, no anything as far as what's going to happen if I make a mistake, what's going to happen if I do wrong, any of those kind of things. There's no obedience to anything anymore, it doesn't seem like. What's the circumstances going to bring if all we preach is the love of God without understanding that the Lord also is a God of, he's a jealous God, he's a God of wrath when we go against him. And is it fair to the people listening in the churches to only hear what I'd like to call one side of the story? There's more to God than just his love. His love is the greatest of all gloves. It's the agape love. But there's more to it than that. You have to be, walk in love as Christ, did. We need to be like that. But we also have to understand that if we're going to turn away from the Lord, then there's going to be a lot more going on than what we've been taught. And how do we handle that? That's really where, things start to really get a little bit scary for anybody. Ephesians 5 gives us some examples, or I should say talks about this quite a bit. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now, a lot of people will say that, well, that just means don't listen to what other men have to say. Nothing to do with preachers, but it does. It has to do with everybody. It has to do with everybody. It says that for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. And when you preach only one side of the story of love, 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 we forget. And what happens is we get to the point in our lives, because that's all we've ever heard, that we think that no matter what we do, it's okay, because God is a God of love, and he's certainly not going to punish anybody. Why would he punish anybody for anything? He's a God of love. You hear this all the time, but I cannot believe that God would send anybody to hell to be punished like that. I just don't believe that for anything in the world. Well, I'm sorry, but the Bible says differently. And if the Bible says differently, then I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. There's that old thing, I didn't write the book, I just have to follow it. And that's what preachers have gotten away from today. They do not follow the Bible. They pick and choose what they want to hear, or what they want the people to hear, so everybody will think everything is perfectly good all the time, and there's never any problems. We don't have to worry about the consequences of our actions. But we do have to worry about the consequences of our actions, because if we don't, then when the time comes, when we pass on, we're going to be confronted by the Lord, and all this is going to be sitting in front of us, and we're going to say, well, I didn't know you was going to punish me for it. Well, sorry. And that's where I go back to saying that just to say that, Jesus, you're my Savior, thank you, amen, that's not enough. You have to believe on the Lord, of course, but you also have to understand God is a God of rules. He had laws. Yes, I know we're not under the law anymore, but we're still under certain circumstances, meaning Christ laid out a picture, not only from himself when he was walking with the disciples, but he left word with the disciples in many ways, and especially in their writings after the fact, that was inspired by the Holy Ghost, that there's certain things in life you shall not and cannot do, or the wrath of God may fall upon you. I don't know why that is so hard for people to understand. I just do not understand it. It just continues to amaze me how many big time preachers, and now it's becoming even prevalent in the little churches, because the little guys go and watch the big guys and start following what they got to say, and now they're back home in their little churches teaching the same nonsense that they heard, and it's terrible. It says that ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And that's verse 8 in Ephesians 5. Meaning, not only should you understand that you're now in a different circumspect, you are to be a witness for the Lord. But how can you be a witness for the Lord when you're only going to tell people one side of the story? It's just like, you know, someone gets picked up by a police and they take him into the court, and the judge says to the prosecutor, what's going on? What's the case here? And the prosecutor says, well, this guy here, you know, he beat this other man up, stole his money, and, you know, he did wrong. Okay, guilty. Let's throw him in jail. Guy didn't even get a chance to defend himself. Why? Because only one side of the story was heard. And that's what's happening here in this in the church world today. So many churches, so many preachers are only preaching and teaching one side of the word. You have to preach the whole of the gospel. You have to understand that God is a jealous God. And for those that think he's not, just need to get back into the Bible, folks, and read it. God is a jealous God. It's the way he is. It's his makeup, and he's also a God of love. But he's a jealous God, and if you're not going to worship him, if you're not going to live for him, why does he want you? Well, he doesn't want you that way. He wants you, but he wants you under those circumstances, under those rules. You just can't put it all in one little basket and call it love and claim it's good enough. There's preachers on TV that all they teach, that all they preach is that you do this, everything will be great. You do that, everything will be great. You understand God loves you. You can, as long as you say you're doing it in the love of Christ, it's okay. And you know, it's not. We can say anything. I can go out and I can say, well, you know, in the name of Jesus and in the love of Christ and God himself, you know, I'm going to go ahead and steal this radio off the shelf here and take it home, because I'm doing it because I need it. And, you know, God told me to do it, or I think God would be okay with it, so I do it. Well, that doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. Rules are rules in everyday life and in the Bible. Since when did the Bible ever start teaching that it's now an anything goes type of religion? And I really hesitate with the word religion, because there's a lot of religions out there. I like to think of my belief as Christianity, a follower of Christ. And being a follower of Christ, I know that there's certain things that I should do, there's certain things I shouldn't do, and certain things that I cannot do. Well, if I know that those things are there, who am I kidding to think that it's just okay to do it then? It's not okay. I use some of these preachers, like I said, they get up on there and they never preach repentance. They never preach the wrath of the Lord. They never preach what's going to happen to you when you die if you don't follow Christ and follow him like you're supposed to. You know, when you say you're going to accept Christ as your Savior, you're not just saying, Jesus, you're my Savior, thank you, bye. You're saying, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I repent of all the wrongdoings that I've done. I repent of the way I've thought, the way I've acted, the way I've said things and done things. And I'm going to change my life to follow you now. Well, how can you follow Jesus if you're not willing to go by the standards Jesus said we have to go by? You're accepting him as your Savior, but you're not following him. Jesus said, come follow me. He didn't say, love me, accept me, and do everything you want to do. He never said that, people. We need to get back to the point where we're preaching love, but we're also in the altars preaching love. We're preaching repentance. We're preaching salvation. and what that brings, but we also have to preach that there is a hell. There is consequences for our actions. There are consequences for our beliefs. There's consequences for what we do and say and everything in life. I know everybody said, well, quit trying to use the fire and brimstone, fear of the Lord thing. Well, you know, the fear of the Lord is a mighty, mighty wonderful thing. It's the beginning of wisdom. It says so in the Bible many times. Matter of fact, even back in Ephesians here, where I was reading from, verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Why would you have a fear of God if there's nothing to be afraid of? Because God is only love. So what are you so afraid of? I'll tell you what to be afraid of. Be afraid that when you die, you're going to go to hell and have eternal punishment. Be afraid of that. If you don't think hell exists, you know, but you think heaven exists, you can't. Because if you're a Christian, you believe the Bible, you believe in heaven, the Bible preaches there's a heaven and a hell, you can't believe one without the other. You can't pick and choose to suit yourself like which is what we're doing today. You just can't do it. You have to have the full gospel of Jesus Christ. Put on the full armor of God. Everything that the Bible teaches us, we're to understand and listen to as it being a whole, not a part. Nowhere in the Bible did it said you have a choice to pick and choose these things I'm telling you and to follow the parts that you want to follow. The Bible is simple. It's basic to our understanding if we would just allow it to be. It's not so complicated that you can't understand it. But it becomes very complicated when you don't even know what it says, because all you're listening to is preachers saying it's all about love, it's all about love, or it's all about me, and blah, blah, blah. You have to love yourself before you can love God, or all this kind of nonsense. It doesn't work. It's not right. Get into the Bible and understand that there's more to the Bible than just love. Love is the best part. Trust me, believe me, it's the most magnificent thing to love God and to have God love you that you can ever experience in your life. But you also have to understand that you have to not only show this love to others, but you have to also allow the others that don't understand to know that there are consequences. There's consequences to everything in life, and there's consequences to your salvation, as far as you have to understand that if you don't accept Christ and if you don't follow Christ, you're going to go to hell and have eternal punishment. What's so hard to understand about that? You think you're just going to float through life and everything's going to be rosy-dosy. The Joel Osteens of the preaching world are wrong, people. They're motivational speakers. They have no business in the pulpit. They need to have a motivational self-help business, and that's what they need to be doing. Not using God as a tool to become rich. That's the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong way to go about it, and I believe God's going to confront them with this when the time comes. Well, listen, I'm out of time again today. Boy, it goes by quick. Join us again 7 o'clock tomorrow. Understand the full impact of what God and His love is all about. God and His Word is all about. We love you. See you at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Visit us on the web at www.forgottenword.org. God bless you.